if countries follow through with this, it has, I think, a lot of potential to help them identify and solve problems. Africa has made a lot of reforms. It's a lot more stable economically than it used to be. But the business climate, the whole collection of laws that govern land and banking and business registrations and other things are very complicated and often are quite onerous for outsiders. And so this whole facility is about trying to pinpoint what needs fixing and finding solutions for it.
I realize in terms of funding this initiative, multilateral, bilateral organizations are involved. To what extent would this initiative proponents work with governments in the region to facilitate implementation of this initiative?
Well, as I understand it, the governments fundamentally would have to decide to consult with this investment climate facility, and then they would invite some kind of team to come in and try to make a review of the investment conditions in each country. So it's fundamentally, it's voluntary, and the government would have to be an active participant. It's not going to be something imposed on a government.
Of course, as you know, with some variation, governments in Africa play a direct role in determining the course of economic policy. Without first addressing the issues of state role in economies and addressing governance issues, which seems to be paramount in many African countries, can one address the economic issues in isolation and as a matter of priority?
In some cases, yes. There are things that can be done that can speed up investment and make the wheels of commerce work more smoothly. But you're quite right that in many countries, the political order is very bound up in the economy, and politicians profit from and organize themselves to profit from granting favors to friends for import monopolies or monopolies on the distribution of petrol or electricity or all kinds of other things, playing with tendering rules and the rest. That whole system of governance in which you maintain a ruling coalition by giving out such perks to your allies and keeping the electorate relatively in the dark and pandering to ethnic coalitions is a whole system that you got to change the whole thing. You can't just tinker around the margins and say, oh, these technocratic kind of changes are going to fix things. You've got to stop the corruption, and you've got to really go stop the sort of messy, confusing tendering things and civil servants playing around and selling products to their own ministries. All that kind of thing has got to stop.
This initiative will become fully operational in mid-2006. In what time frame can one realistically expect to see results of this initiative in terms of its intended objective, enhancing investment and improving the economic situation on the continent?
Well, if they're going to get geared up by mid-2006, they're going to have to get some customers, if you will, governments who sign up to it. And then the process of doing such an analysis can take quite some months, and then it takes further time for governments to choose to implement what the recommendations are. I mean, you look at what's happened in China. The boom in China is not just a sudden movement. It's been 25 years of steady reforms, and you fix one thing and you find there's other things that need fixing, and they've continually opened up and improved various aspects of their economies, and they'll still be changing the rules 20 years from now. That's the way Africa needs to think. This is a long-term process, not a quick fix.